Today I'm going to be doing a ramble fap, although I think it's going to be a little bit of a different one. There's this thing called hysterical literature. If you don't know what that is, I highly suggest looking it up. But it's essentially just reading and then while having stimulation and then orgasm while you're reading. And I just think that that is like a super cool concept. And I saw a guy, or I listened to an audio of a guy like months and months and months ago do this, and I can't find his anything anywhere. But as soon as I do, I will definitely credit him for also assisting me in this idea. So I am going to be, I had a different book in mind of what to read, but it just wasn't working out. And so I'm going to read this book of Chinese love poems that was published in 1959. So that is what that's what we're going to be reading today. Let me find a good page to start with. Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and turn on my vibrator, and we can get started and see how far I make it. Hopefully, it's not gonna be too loud or anything. The vibrator, I mean. Okay. The tryst. The flowers bright, the moon dim, in a light mist eddying about. Tonight is meant for me to go to my love. Off with my stockings, I walk down the fragrant steps with my gold-lined slippers in hand. At the south side of the painted hall we meet, I fall trembling in his arms and say, because it was so hard to come to you, let me have your very best caress. The fifth watch of the night. Look, my love, the waning moon still sheds its fading light. Do you hear that frightened bird calling for the dawn? How mournful is its cry, how lonesome for its nest. And mate, not yet my own, cling to me, close to my heart, I cannot let you go. Traveling. The red has parted from the green. I'm half sober from my drink last night. The horse in harness waits outside the door, fading bells without the house, fading candles before the curtains, fading moon beside the window. She must be sleepless on her embroidered pillows, remembering that now the traveler has departed. So hard to dismiss it from the heart, so hard to see it, so hard to speak it. For remembrance. From the sun-touched hills, the mists begin to withdraw. In the clearing sky that scattered stars look fewer, the sinking moon still shines on the faces of the lovers who are shedding tears at parting in the early morning. Much has been said, yet we still have not come to an end of our feelings. Looking back, she says again, if you remember my silken skirt of green, have tender regard for the sweet grass wherever you go. Memories. I recall the time I met you on the stair, and the grief of pain when parting came too soon. The world was well lost to you and me when, so long ago, we met and parted on the stair. I recall the time I saw you, slim and fair, seated by the swaying curtains of soft silk. You sang for me 4 or 5 sweet songs and played upon your murmuring lute. Ah, there was nothing to compare with your gentle smile as you sat and played and sang for me alone. I recall the time we shared our evening meal and you sat silent, blushing deeply by my side. You hardly touched your lips to your food or drink. Your tiny mouth seemed to need no bread nor meat. Your slender hands were lilies white and fair when you sat with me and shared my cup of wine. I recall the time you closed your eyes in sleep. Late it was, and all the world had gone to rest. You removed your flimsy silken robe with no urging, no request. Save for my eyes, timid, trembling, you lay upon your bed. I had to draw you, shrinking, to my side. You blushed and feared to face the candle's light. To one unnamed. A faint phoenix tail gauze, fragrant and doubled, lined your green canopy, closed for the night. Will your shy face peer round a moon-shaped fan, and your voice will be heard hushing the rattle of my carriage? It is quiet and quiet where your gold lamp dies. How far can a pomegranate blossom whisper? I will tether my horse to a river willow and wait for the will of the southwest wind. There are many curtains in your carefree house where rapture lasts the whole night long. What are the lives of angels but dreams if they take no lovers to their rooms? Storms are ravishing the nut horns, moon dew sweetening cinnamon leaves. I know well enough naught can come of this union, yet how it serves to ease my heart. The Blossoms of Yulang. It's getting kind of difficult. My lover is like the tree peony of Yulang. I unworthy, like the common willows of Wuchang. Both places love the spring wind. When shall we hold each other's hands again? Incessant the buzzing of insects beyond the orchid, the moon flings slanting shadows from the pepper trees across the courtyard. Pity the girl of the flowery house who is not equal to the blossoms of Luoyang. I think I mispronounced that at the beginning. I don't know. I don't think I said that at the beginning. Song of the Courtesans. My skirt is cut out of peacock silk. Red and green shine together. They are also opposed. It dazzles like the gold checkered skin of the scaly dragon. Clearly so odd and loving and lovely, a thing must be admired. My lord himself knows well the size. I beg thee, my lover, give me my girdle. An unrequited lover. I fancy that I am an unrequited lover, but I know not whom I love. Maybe a land in faint haze by the sea, maybe a flower withering in silence, maybe some beauty met on a road and then forgotten. I cannot tell. As if I were in love, my bosom swells, my heart throbs ever faster. Tired, I would wander through the dark streets, wander through all righteous places, and think not to return, as if in search of something, a floating pinpoint of bewitching eye, sweet words that touch the ear. Such instants are common, but I would say in a lower voice, not you, and stagger on elsewhere. Nightwalker, people call me, let them. It's all the same to me. In sooth, I am a lonely night walker, a lover unrequited. After being separated for a long time, how many springs have we been apart? You do not come home. 5 times I have seen the cherry blossoms from the jade window. Besides, there are the embroidered character letters. You must sigh as you break the seals. When this happens, the agony of my longing must stop your heart. I have ceased to wear the cloud headdress. I have stopped combing and dressing the green-black hair on my temples. My sorrow is like a whirling gale, like a flurry of white snow. Last year I sent a letter to the hill of the bright ledge telling you these things. The letter I sent this year will implore you. East wind, oh, east wind, blow for me. Make the floating cloud come westward. I wait his coming, and he does not come. The fallen flower lies quietly, quietly thrown upon the green moss. Spring heartbreak. With twilight passing her silken window, she weeps alone in her chamber of gold, for spring is departing from a desolate garden, and a drift of pear petals is closing a door. More than a year has passed since you and I parted. Oh, this is called good news. More than a year has passed since you and I parted in grief and tears. Today at last, a letter came, one tiny narrow sheet. Tonight I've lit my lamp 100 times to read its words of love. Sent to home. You ask when I shall come home. There is no date yet. Just now, here at Pashan, night rain is flooding the autumn pools. I look forward to the time when we shall snuff the candle together by the western window, and I shall tell you how I feel. This night at Pashan, when the rain is flooding the autumn pools. How often must I pass the moonlight nights alone? I gaze far, far for the 7 cents chariot. My girdle drops because my waist is shrunken. My golden hairpins of my disordered headdress are all askew. Thinking about her. Upon a high balcony, I lean alone. The silken wind blows mildly. I strain my gaze afar. The sorrow of separation oozes dimly from the horizon. The color of the grass and the light of the mountains glimmer in the waning sun. No one can divine the feelings that surge in my bosom. I too have thought of drowning my sorrows in the ocean of wine and singing out the burden of my mind. But forced joys leave no taste in the mouth. What if my robe and girdle should not grow looser every day? It is not for her that I am suffering. Boredom. We sing a different tune from the song of desolation. The wind is sighing. The rain is sighing. The flower of the candle is wearing itself out for another night. I know not what is tangling up the skin of my thought. Sober, I am bored. Drunk, I am bored. Even dreams refuse to carry me to the neighborhood of my love. A cool, matted, silvery bed, but no dreams. An evening sky as green as water, shadowed with tender clouds, but far off, over the 7 rivers, the calling of a wild goose, and here a 12-story building, lonely under the moon. Oh. Parting and meeting. She left her love, a young red-cheeked girl. When they met, her hair was white. Vanished was her beauty, but the tears of parting still seemed to linger in her eyes. This is a long one. I'm struggling to turn pages. O peasant who seemed quite simple, exchanging thy cloth for silken thread, thou camest not to the silken thread, thou camest to envelge me. I followed thee over the Chi as far as the hill of Tuan. 'Tis I would not postpone the time. Thou hast no good go between. I pray thee not be angry. Let autumn be the time. I climbed upon that ruined wall and looked towards Fukan. Nothing in the sight towards Fukan. My tears fell down like rain when I saw thee towards. And then I laughed and talked. The tortoise and the milfoil foretell no ill for me. Come then and bring thy carriage. My trousseau to convey. When the mulberry sheds its leaves, they are tender to the touch. Alas, alas, O turtle dove, eat not the mulberry fruits. Alas, alas, O gentle girl, with boys take not thy pleasure. When a young man takes his pleasure, may he be excused. But when a girl takes pleasure, there is no excuse. When the mulberry sheds its leaves, they fall already yellow. Since I came to live with you, 3 years have passed in poverty. How high is the river Chi? Wedding the carriage hangs. The girl has never been forsworn. The boy has played a double game. The boy, 'tis true, has been unjust. Twice, thrice he changed his mind. For 3 years I have been thy wife. Of toil I never wearied. Early to rise and late to rest, I never had a morning. And as long as that endured, thou didst treat me harshly. My brothers, they shall never know. They would laugh and mock me. Quietly I ponder it, and hug my grief in secret. Along with thee I would grow old, and old thou hast made me suffer. Yet the Chi had its banks, yet the valley has sides. Of my girlish headdress thou didst feast me. Thy voice, thy laugh, they pleased me. Thy vow is clear as the dawn. Oh my god, oh my god. I did not dream thou wouldest change, that thou wouldest change. I did not dream. Now it is finished. Alas. Okay. Okay, sorry. I'm turning the page, don't worry. Page. I feel like I just read that one. The willow leaf, the maiden who gazes dreamily from her window, resting on her elbows. I do not love for her, for her splendid palace on the banks of the Yellow River. I love her because she has dropped a little willow leaf into the water. I do not love the breeze from the east because it brings me the scent of the blossoming peach trees that whiten the Oriental mountain. I love it because it has blown the little willow leaf close to my boat. And the little willow leaf, I do not love it for reminding me of the tender spring that has just flowered again. I love it because the maiden has written a name on it with the point of her embroidery needle, and because that name is mine. When you said that you were coming, it was but empty words. Now that you have gone, you have left no trace. The moon shines aslant the roofs at the fifth watch. I dream that you have gone away for good. I cry out, but it is impossible to call you back. I try to write to you, but such is my haste and the ink that has not properly mixed. On the top part of the cage, the light of the wax lanterns reflects the gold king finch feathers. The musk perfume floats faintly through the embroidered hibiscus curtains. Lou was sorry that the paradise was so far away, but I am still more troubled, for I am much farther away than he. The east wind comes in gusts, bringing soft drops of rain beyond the hibiscus pond. There is a faint thunder. The gold toad bites on the lock, and the incense comes through. The jade tiger pulls at the rope, and the water is drawn up from the well. The lady Chia spied through the screen on the charms of the young secretary. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm about to come. Oh, fuck. Thank you for listening to my readings, and etc. fuck. That was really difficult to do. okay. I don't know how to end this, so thank you. Okay, bye.